дня твоє гіли лишила. О, зіве земра дня твоє гіли лишила.
Shabbat Shalom, everyone. So a number of years ago, I was at a conference and I heard Rabbi David Wolpe, the very famous rabbinic author, speak. And he was talking about the book that he wrote about teaching children about God. And that was, people didn't talk about God for many generations in the, God was just assumed in there. So Rabbi Wolpe was being interviewed for Time magazine. And he said, when I was growing up, my father's a rabbi, but we didn't talk about God. And then, there were other points in the interview. And of course, we didn't talk about God was the thing that made it into the magazine. So immediately, David called his mother, his father, and he said, this is what happened, and I apologize. And his father said, David, I forgive you. Your mother, that's another story. And about a week later, he receives a letter from his father that says, Dear David, God, 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 in case Newsweek calls. In case Newsweek calls him to the So over the last 30 years, in the Jewish community, we've focused on many different new resources to support us in times when we face difficulties. In the same way that people didn't directly talk about God for many generations, we didn't focus on different healing resources. And this movement began, as I wrote to you, with the illness and passing away of Paul Cowan and a group of rabbinic students. And our service this evening will focus on different ideas related to wellness, to wholeness, to healing. And in that spirit, I'd share with you a psalm. There's a collection of modern psalms written by Debbie Perman, and they're psalms for all different occasions. This is Psalm 145, a song for healing. Soothe away my fears, Holy One. Order these difficult days. Praising you, I reach for healing. Holding close your constancy. In between each day and tomorrow, arrange my move towards wholeness. Bring your strength to my need, a mending and a healing, true and straight. Every day stronger, I bless you. Small steps to complete healing. Trusting you, I accommodate these changes. Helped by skilled hands, embraced by love and concern, resting in your care. We continue with Shalom Aleichem on page 10.
Sharet Malachi Elyon V'melech Malachi Hamlachim HaKadosh HaKadosh Baruch Hu Bochem Shalom Malachi Malachi Hasharet, Malachi Elyon, Mimelech Malachi Hamlachim, HaKadosh, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Baruch Hu Nil Shalom Malachi Shalom Malachi Elyon Mimelech Malachi Hamlachim HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shalom Aleichem Shalom Aleichem, Malachi Hasharet, Malachi Elyon, Mimelech Malachi Hamlachim, HaKadosh, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shuvchem l'shalom, Malachi Hashalom, Malachi Elyon. Mimelech Malachi Hamlachim, HaKadosh, Shalom Aleichem, Shalom Aleichem, Malachi Hasharet, Malachi Elyon, Bi Melech Malachi Hamlachim, HaKadosh, HaKadosh Baruch.
We continue on page 12 with the candle blessing. I'd like to invite Donna and Roger Courtney to lead us. And once we conclude the candle blessing, please come on up now. We'll be singing Light These Lights. Light These Lights is on page 13.
Before we take part in an age-old tradition of lighting the candles, let us first take a moment to reflect on the meaning of the Sabbath. All week long, we work hard and strive to excel. Most of the time, we don't even have a chance to stop and look back at our accomplishments. Shabbat is our time to take a break from the rest of the week, to pause and collect the thoughts we've been too busy to think about. Most importantly, Shabbat is our opportunity to become whole in mind and spirit as we take time to reflect on our lives. Baruch atah Adonai. Eloheinu melech ha'olam, asher kitshanu b'mitzvotav, v'tzivanu lahadlik ner shel Shabbat. Blessed are you. Blessed are you, Adonai our God, ruler of the universe, who makes us holy with your mitzvot and commands us to kindle the lights of Shabbat. And mercy and peace, oh, hear my prayer to you. Let us light these lights and see the way to you, and let us say amen. Let us light these lights and the way to you, and let us say amen. Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu melech haolam asher kitshanu b'mitzvotav. Hadlik ner shel Shabbat.
The blessings surrounding the Shema tell of the presence of the divine throughout our lives, creation and ordering the world, the essence of Torah to touch us, and God's presence from the time that our ancestors were enslaved in Egypt. And there's a image in Jewish thought called Galut HaShechinah, that when the Jewish people are in exile from the Promised Land, God's presence, the Shechinah, still traveled with them. And the Shechinah is with us at liminal moments of life, when a couple is married, when we give tzedakah, and over the bed of one who is ill. For those who are able, please rise on page 17 for the Baruch Hu. We read together in the middle of page 18. God, I thank you. You created this world full of beauty and love, peace and wonder, life and hope. You formed morning, evening, the sun and the moon, the water that I drink, and the fresh air that I breathe. You created me, my mind, my heart, my spirit. All that I am is because of who you made me to be. The best gift you gave me is freedom.
You built a world in which I can learn and grow, a world that is never completed, so that I may continue to enrich it. For all of this, for all of your creations, I thank you and praise you, God.
Page 20.
Open up our eyes, teach us how to live. Fill our hearts with joy and all the love you have to give. Gather us in peace
as you lead us to
your name,
and we will know
that you are
Page 22, we continue with the Shema.
Shinantam Levanecha, Vidivarta Bam,
Shivtecha beveitecha, uvlachtecha vaderech, uvshachbecha uvkumecha. Uvshartam leod al yadecha, vechayu letotofot bein einecha. Uktavtam al zuzot beitecha, uvisharecha. Lema'an tizkeru va'asitem, et kol mitzvotai,
v'item kedoshim Elohechem.
Ani Adonai Elohechem, asher
hotzeiti etchem me'eretz Mitzrayim, l'hiyot lachem le'Elohim.
Ani Adonai Elohechem. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your might.
Set these words which I command you this day
on your heart.
Teach them faithfully to your children.
Speak of them in your home and on your way, when you lie down and when you rise up.
Bind them
as a sign upon your hand. Let them be a symbol before your eyes. Inscribe them on the doorposts of your house and on your gates. Be mindful of all I am spoken to do them.
So shall you consecrate yourselves to your God. I, the Lord, am your God, who led you out of Egypt to be your God. I, the Lord, am your God.
Read together in the middle of 24.
Every Shabbat,
stand at the shores of the sea, close to the
salt of the freedom. In every generation, Jews have stood at the sea, singing songs of thanksgiving to God. Sometimes we sang with one voice. Other times we used timbrel, piano, shofar, or guitar. Who is like you, Adonai, is lifted from our sacred scroll and given voice and song.
Mi'chamocha ba'elim Adonai, mi'chamocha nedar ba'kodesh, nora tehilon, osefele Adonai imloch, lo'lam.
When we are in need of emotional or physical healing, we feel particularly vulnerable. While being vulnerable can sometimes bring us gifts like personal growth and wisdom, it is still a difficult place to be. Hashki Venu reminds us that holiness, godliness, and love surround us at all times, even when we're in need of healing. We continue with Hashki Venu on the top of page 26.
Hashki Venu Adonai, Eloheinu l'shalom, v'chamidenu v'keinu
l'chaim.
Hashkivenu Adonai, Eloheinu l'shalom, v'chamidenu v'keinu l'chaim. Hashkivenu Adonai, Eloheinu l'shalom, v'chamidenu v'keinu l'chaim.
now prepare ourselves for the tefillah, the central piece of our worship service, with Adonai Sifatai Tiftach. Please rise as you are ready. Page 29. Baruch ata Adonai, Eloheinu velohei avotenu ve'imotenu, Elohei Avraham, Elohei Yitzchak, velohei Yaakov, Elohei Sarah, Elohei Rivka, Elohei Rachel, ve'Elohei Leah, Ha'el Hagadol Hagibur v'Hanora, El Elyon, Gomel Chasadim Tovim, Vikone Hakol, V'zocher chaste avot v'imahot, u'mevig u'la livnei v'nehem, lema'an shmo ba'ahava, melech ozer u'moshia u'magen, baruch ata Adonai, magen Avraham v'ezrat Sara, ata gibor le'olam Adonai, mechaye hakol ata rav lehoshia, mechalkel chayim b'chesed, Mechaye hakol berachamim rabim, somech noflim v'rofech olim, umatir asurim, umekayem emunato lishene afar. Mi chamocha ba'al givurot, umi domelach, melech meimit umechaye, umatzmiach yeshua, v'ne'eman ata lahachayot hakol, baruch ata Adonai, Mechaye HaKol, the bottom of page 32. Kadosh, 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 Adonai Zvaot, Melochol Haaretz Kavodo. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is filled with your glory. Please be seated. And I should have said this before, but if you have any difficulty rising for any reason or remaining to stand, especially at this healing service, please do not feel obligated to stand up. The bottom of page 34. As the Sabbath descends, it enfolds us in its mantle of peace. It brings to us the precious gift of time. Time to embrace family and friends, to reflect more deeply on the meaning and purpose of our lives, and to worship the beauty of holiness. May every Shabbat be a sanctuary of love and devotion, bringing contentment to our hearts, happiness to our homes, and blessings to our people and all humanity. page 37. Research shows us again and again that being grateful every day brings us healing and brings us well-being, emotional and physical. What a challenge this can be during times of struggle or times of pain. Yet we know even in an imperfect, sometimes unjust world, we need each day for our own hearts, our own health, for our world to find the blessings that are around us. We continue with the Thanksgiving prayer together. We thank you, God, for the world you have given us, with all its beauty and all its imperfections, with all its miracles and with all its tragedies. You have given us this gift, this spark of your creative powers, to make our world a better place, to improve ourselves along with our world. You have given us our life's work. You have created us in your image to do your work here in this world. For all these blessings, we give our thanks. On this healing Shabbat, we pray for peace of mind, for peace within, for peace in our homes, for peace in our world. We continue with Shalom Rav, great peace, on the bottom of page 39.
Shalom Rav.
Shabbarach is healing. But we all have different reasons for believing that this is true, for knowing that it's true. Some of us feel that by praying this prayer, God directly impacts the well-being of our loved ones. Some of us believe that when people know that we are praying for them, it brings them comfort, and that brings healing.
Some believe that when we pray Misha Berach, it is a reminder to us of our Jewish responsibility, the mitzvah of caring for the sick, of visiting and calling, sending cards. And another reason Misha Berach can be healing is that it teaches us a very important Jewish lesson, that we value every person, no matter what their condition, no matter how productive they may be at any given time, everyone is just as important, as cherished as the next. This teaching helps us feel loved and brings us healing when times are difficult. Misha Berach can be found in your service folder.
Misha Berach Avotenu, Abraham Yitzhak Ve'Yaakov. Misha Berach Imotenu, Sarah Rivka Leah Verachem. May the one who bless our mothers, may the one who bless our fathers, hear our prayer,
hear our prayer,
hear our prayer,
hear our prayer.
Hear our prayer, hear our prayer, and bless us as well. Bless us with the power of your healing. Bless us with the power of your hope. May our hearts be filled with understanding and then strengthened by the power of your love. Abraham, Yitzhak, Yaakov. Misha Berach Imotenu, Sarah, Rivka, Leah, Rachel. May the one who blessed our mothers, may the one who blessed our fathers,
hear our prayer,
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 and bless us as well. Bless us with a vision for tomorrow. Help us to reach out to those in pain. May the warmth of friendship ease our sorrow. Give us courage, give us faith, show us the way.
Misha Berach Avotenu, Abraham Yitzhak Yaakov. Misha Berach Imotenu, Sarah Rivka Leah Verachem.
Continue silently with the prayers of our hearts or any of the readings on page 47.
Jose Shalom Roma. Booyah, I say Shalom Aleinu.
When I was growing up on TV, every once in a while you'd see that screen test. So this was the mic test. So when I was in school, I took a summer, and I'll get to the year in a second. And I did training as a hospital chaplain at the Washington Hospital Center. So it was really a pretty interesting. They had the helicopter center and all kinds of folks that you'd meet at an inner city hospital. And one of the things we had to do was we did in-service training with the regular hospital staff. And there was a whole list of choices, and I saw talking to people who are drunk in the emergency room. And I said, boy, that's really interesting. So I signed up for that one. And I watched a movie and I listened to a lecture. I got a little certificate. Can talk to people who are drunk in the emergency room. So about a year later, I took a year off from rabbinic school and did a year's residency as a hospital chaplain at Northwestern in Chicago. And lo and behold, and I'm not making this up, my areas of assignment were the emergency room and the intensive care units and the OR. And believe it or not, on the third day that I was there, there was a man, probably in his mid-50s, in the emergency room who was drunk. And I figured, new chaplain, I'm gonna be a hero. I'm gonna calm down the man who's drunk in the emergency room. So I went over, I stood near him, I looked, in his eyes, I talked slowly, and I'm gonna be a hero, and all of a sudden, boom! He knocked me upside the head. He decked me. From then on, I learned two words: call security. So our service this evening is focusing in Hebrew on refuat nefesh, refuat haguf, healing for the soul, healing for the body. Now, wellness is our normal state of life, but at times we lose our equilibrium. It may be a physical illness, may be a mental or physical disability, may be a change in life. And the poem by Alvin Fine, which is the core of many Yizkor services, very much captures this spirit. Birth is a beginning and death a destination. But life is a journey, a going, a growing from stage to stage. From childhood to maturity and youth to age, from innocence to awareness and ignorance to knowing, from foolishness to discretion and then perhaps to wisdom, from weakness to strength or strength to weakness, and often back again, from health to sickness, and we pray to health again. Healing and wellness are now at the very core of our society. It's very much exemplified by TBS. If you think of the support groups, if you think of the cards we send people, if you think of the caring and counseling, not only of the rabbis, but of congregants for each other, of the staff members. And today, the Jewish community has become rich with all types of resources. Healing centers, the mikveh as a source of renewal, and the Misha Berach prayer, which we often sing on Friday nights, and that to many people is Jewish tradition. So here are a few reflections about healing and about wellness. First, as I wrote in the weekly email, I was part of a healing service that went on for several years. We'd meet once a month in the sanctuary, and there was a tremendous sense of holiness. It became a group where everyone supported each other. Now, the service didn't begin by focusing on illness. Instead, we began by focusing on wellness. We drew prayers actually from the daily liturgy. My God, the soul that you have given me is pure. You created it, you fashioned it, you breathed it into me. Elohai Neshama. But my favorite, which is found in the prayer book, praise to you, Adonai, our God, sovereign of the universe, who formed the human body with skill, creating the body's many pathways and openings. It is well known before your throne of glory that if one of them wrongly opened or closed, it would be impossible to endure and stand before you. Blessed are you, Adonai, who heals all flesh, working wondrously. Yes, think about it. It says, thank you, God, for openings that open, for closings that close, for flowing veins and vessels that flow properly. It's amazing. It's also in many restrooms in traditional communities. Now think about it. Probiotics and Metamucil, just eat your heart out. But I came to appreciate the importance of affirming our bodies. A little over 30 years ago, really it was the height of the AIDS and HIV crisis, when one of my friends, Mark, became HIV positive. With all of the advances, he's still vital today. But we learned to speak of people with AIDS, not AIDS victims. The focus was on the people. We define people by their humanity, not by their disease. I was at a group where Mark was speaking, and he said that every day when he woke up and he took a shower, he would say the words, Mode ani lifanecha, thank you, God, who returned my soul to me. He started by affirming his wellness as he started each day. We can have a life challenge, a disease, a disability, but first we focus on the connection we feel with the divinity in the world. But in the Torah, it also speaks about when people feel persecuted, when they feel sick or face a crisis. And the imagery was that the person no longer experienced the inner presence, the Shekhinah, the face, panim, of the divine. In the male imagery of the Bible, God turned his back. Think about the priestly blessing. Ye'er Adonai panav elecha. May the light of God's presence be upon you. So listen to the calling out, the grief from the Psalms. I am weary with calling. My throat is dry. My eyes fail while I wait for God. I call God to mind. I moan. I complain. My spirit fails. Why, God, do you reject me? Why do you hide your face from me? From my youth I have been afflicted and near death. I suffer your terrors wherever I turn. Our ancestors in the time of the Bible saw the world in only one of two ways. Life was light or life was dark. If you followed God's laws, you were rewarded. If you broke faith, all manner of calamity befell you. Today, for many, that's an initial feeling in a crisis. What did I do wrong? Is this a punishment from the divine? But as our faith, as Jewish life has grown over the course of the last 2,000 years, through the centuries, we have come to see the divine in new ways. But God doesn't desire suffering. Instead, God is the eternal source of goodness, of love and hope. Difficulty, tragedy is real, but it's not about a heavenly scorekeeper. When I feel challenges, when many I know, that there's still this abiding sense of divinity in the world, a source of support and a source of strength. Let's talk about prayer for a second. Now, for many, this may seem a little strange. You know, if you remember the line by Harry Golden, Goldberg goes to synagogue to talk to God, and I go to talk to Goldberg. I learned about prayer from Christian clergy and interfaith groups. When I first went, they talked about being called by God and praying with people. And this sounded so strange to me. It was foreign. But over time, I learned from my colleagues. And I appreciated it when I was at the Washington Hospital Center. I was with an elderly gentleman. He was very, very devout. And I had a prayer that I would share, but this was an experience unlike any other. I offered these words that I learned. God, you are the foundation of all life. Before I could go on, he said, thank you, God, thank you, God, thank you, God. I continued, through you, we are bound to thee and one another. The man again responded, thank you, God, thank you, God. Throughout that prayer, I felt the transcendent power of divinity through this man's devotion. You know, we can see the power of prayer in big ways and small ways. For some people, it's praying for heavenly strength. I was in an interfaith Bible group, and one woman said, I just feel better knowing that people are praying for me. It can be a call out to the eternal, or it can be just drawing strength, knowing that people are thinking of us. Divinity, the power of human compassion. And a last thought, that healing comes through relationship. Whether we face the loss of a loved one, mental illness, a professional setback, chronic or acute illness, we draw strength from our bonds with one another. So one week in Chicago, as part of the psychiatric liaison team, yeah, wearing a chaplain's white coat then was pretty cool. So we had the chief psychiatrist, the residents, the nurses, and another chaplain and me. We came to the room of a woman who wouldn't speak. And the doctor did a neurological exam. He took her fingers and said, squeeze once for yes and squeeze twice for no. He said, yes, yes, no, no. Finally, the exam ended. She wouldn't let go of his fingers.
One of the residents said, "Why is that?" The doctor said, "It's a neurological reaction." The other chaplain said, "She wanted somebody's hand to hold." That's the power. As far back as the Talmud, Rabbi Akiva would visit a student who was ill and said that one who doesn't visit those who are ill, it's as if they shed blood. What is Jewish life? What is our faith all about? It's about community, being part of a minyan, being there for Shiva, being part of a celebration, being community when we complete learning. Rabbi Goldie Milgram, a marvelous teacher, says, "What is a vital synagogue?" She said, "It's when you have a Shabbat community. Think of Cheers. If you're there, everybody welcomes you. Everybody knows your name. And if not, you're missed. They know you're not present." Today we have many, many different ways to draw strength in difficult times. We have traditional prayer. We have reciting psalms. We have healing services, pastoral counseling, incredible, innovative new rituals which are developed, visions of the mikvah, meditation, and our own Misha Berach. And as conclude at this moment, I'd ask you to open your service guides, and we'll share together in a litany for healing. When Miriam was sick, her brother Moses prayed, "O God, pray, heal her, please." We join in this responsive prayer based on the words of Moses. We pray for those who are now ill. We pray for those who are affected by illness, anguish, and pain. Grant courage to those whose bodies, holy proof of your creative goodness, are violated by illness and the pain of illness. Grant strength and compassion to families and friends who give their loving care and support, and help them to overcome despair. Grant wisdom to those who probe the deepest complexities of your world as they labor in the search for treatment and cures.
Inspire them.
Grant clarity of vision and strength of purpose to the leaders of our institutions and our government. May they be moved to act with justice and compassion and find the courage to overcome fear and hatred.
Guide them.
Grant insight to us, that we may be that we may understand that whenever death comes, we must accept it, but before it comes, we must resist it by prolonging life and making our life worthy as long as it is lived.
Bless us all.
Shabbat Shalom.
Vafeinu Adonai b'nei rafe, Hoshiinu v'nivashaya, El karov l'cho karov, akarov l'rea yisho. We pray for healing of the body. And mind and spirit, we pray to once again be whole. Ella Rifana, oh, please heal us now. Rifuan HaNefesh, Rifuan HaGuf, Rifuan Shelema. Sheberach avotenu, Misheberach imotenu, Ana Adonai Hoshiana. We pray for healing of our people. We pray for healing of the land and peace for every race and nation. Every child, every woman, every man. Ella Rifana, oh, please heal us now. Rifuan HaNefesh, Rifuan HaGuf, Rifuan Shelema. Oh, please heal us now. Rifuan HaNefesh, Rifuan HaGuf, Rifuan Shelema.
Heal us now.
Heal us now.
Heal us now.
Heal us now.
As we prepare to join together in Aleinu, I'd like to call up anybody self-defined who is a caretaker of some kind. You might be in the medical field, you might be a therapist, you might be a counselor, you might be anybody who professionally cares for people's minds, bodies, or souls, or you may be someone who is responsible for a family member, for a friend. So all of you who decide you fit in that category, please come forward to open the Ark doors for Aleinu. Page 53, please rise. All right, do you want to open the door?
No.
Okay. You want to open?
Aleinu l'shabeach Adon HaKol, latet gedula liyotzeh breshit, shelo asanu kigoye haratzot, velo asamanu kemishpechot ha'adama, shelo sam chalkenu kahem, v'gor aleinu kechol ha'amonam, v'anachnu korim, umishtachavim umodim, lefnei melech malche hamachim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'ne'emar v'chaya Adonai le'melech al kol ha'aretz v'yom ha'hu v'yom ha'hu yeh Adonai Ushemo, Ushemo, Ushemo.
So I will ask our caretakers to stay up here. Everyone else may be seated. We have in our service folder a prayer for caretakers, a prayer for those who help. And what keeps the world going is people who help. Let's read together the prayer. It is in your service folder after where it says Alenu. May the one who blessed our forebears be present to those who provide help for the ill and troubled among us. May they be filled with fortitude and courage, endowed with sympathy and compassion as they give strength to those at their side. May they fight against despair and continue to find within themselves the will to reach out to those in need. And in their love for others, may they know the blessing of the community and the blessing of renewed faith. Amen. Thank you, all of you. Bless you. Page 56. It is a fearful thing to love what death can touch. A fearful thing to love, to hope, to dream, to be. To be and to lose. A thing for fools, this, a holy thing to love. For your life has lived in me. Your laugh once lifted me. Your word was gift to me. To remember this brings painful joy. 'Tis a human thing, love, a holy thing, to love what death has touched. On this Shabbat, we remember fondly our beloved members who have died within the past year. Susan Feitelman, Sheldon Miller, Toby Konigsberg. We mourn the losses in the last 30 days for our members. Vicki Roslyn Cohen Kyphus, cousin of Eleanor Shoemaker. Sanford Baer, brother of Mitch Baer. Major General Joseph A. Ahern, friend of Sandy and Jamie Adams. George Greenberg, uncle of Jack Schreibman. Elliot Silverstone, cousin of Sharon Kaufman. Beverly Krizanovic, neighbor of the Rothamlers. And Tom Thurston, friend of Susan and Pete Holleran. And on their yard sites, we remember our beloved members, Jeff Lubar, Les Strausberg, Betty Littman, and Linda Reed. And we remember the yard sites this week on the first year anniversary of his death, Paul Schreiman. And Dave, our thoughts are with you, with your mother and all your family on this difficult anniversary, first anniversary. Mary Goldberg, Mary Louise Mason, Louis Davis, Rabbi George Lieberman, Sam Rocklin, Robert Spindell, Harry Klein, Shirley Rosen, Alpha Olson, Raymond Stewart, Abe Gershowitz, Ruth Sprung, Cecil Ginsburg, Selma Caton, Sylvia Osterlenk, Florence Golden, Rick Weltman, Judy House, Isidore Lomas, Peter Miller, Florence Tedeschi, Marion Weezer, and Dr. Francis Dvoreka. We honor all of their memories. Our thoughts and prayers are with all their loved ones as we continue with Kaddish on page 60. Please rise. Yitgadal v'yitkadash shemei rabbah v'alma divarach yirutei v'yamlich malchutei v'chaye chon v'yomei chon v'chaye dechol beit Yisrael v'agala v'izman kari v'yimru. Amen. Yehe shmei rabba mivarach la'olam olmei almaya. Yitbarach v'yishtabach v'yitpa'ar v'yitromam v'yitnase. V'yitadar v'yitale v'yitalal shmei dekudsha berichu. Le'ela min kol birchata v'shirata. Tushbachata v'nechemata. Damiran v'alma v'yimru. Amen. Yehe shlama rabba min shemaya. V'chayim aleinu v'al kol Yisrael, v'imru, amen. Ose shalom b'mromav, hu ya'ase shalom. Aleinu v'al kol Yisrael, v'imru, amen.
V'imru, 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 amen. V'imru.
This moment of sacred memory to celebrating the joy that is the Shabbat day. And we continue with Kiddush and Motzi, and I'd like to call up anybody who is high school age or younger to come up to lead us in Kiddush. And I know there are a few of you, more than a few. That's not Kylie. Come on over. All right, let's see. This is very heavy, so I think I'm going to have who's the oldest? Okay, there you go. Aw, come on up. Thank you for joining us. Kiddush is on page 61. The seventh day is consecrated to the Lord our God. With wine, our symbol of joy, we celebrate this day and its holiness. We give thanks for all our blessings, for life and health, for work and rest, for home and love and friendship. On Shabbat, eternal sign of creation, we remember that we are created in the divine image. We therefore raise the cup in thanksgiving. Baruch atah Adonai. Eloheinu melech haolam v'arei peri hagafen. Baruch atah Adonai, Eloheinu melech haolam, asher kitshanu b'mitzvotav v'ratzavanu. V'shabbat kacho, v'ahava uvratzon chilchilanu, zikaron lema'asei v'reshit, ki hu yom techila lemikra ekodesh, zecher letziat mitzrayim. Kivanu v'chata v'yotanu kidashta mikol ha'amim v'shabbat kodshecha be'ahava uvratzon hinchaltanu. Baruch atah Adonai.
Kaddish HaShabbat. Amen.
I don't know what it is. Oh, it's wine. It's wine. She's bat mitzvah. It's okay.
Hamotzi lechem min haaretz. We give thanks to God for bread. Our voices join in song together as our joyful prayer is said. Baruch ata Adonai Eloheinu melech haolam. Hamotzi lechem min haaretz. Amen.
You want to pass this around? You may be seated. You want to give Josh a piece? And I might have something for you guys.
Shabbat Shalom, I'm Neil Seiden, president of PBS. Welcome to our healing service. I hope you found comfort, healing, and blessing for yourself and those in your hearts at tonight's service. I know I feel better. Thank you, ushers, greeters, and Onag helpers for your support of our service tonight. Thank you, Rabbi Rappaport, Rabbi Crystal, for leading us in worship tonight. And thank you, Rob and Rachel, for sharing your gifts of music. And thank you, Jacob and Shoshana, for lowering the average age. As always, please be sure to consult your weekly email, poll, and TBS website for all the happenings. I'll just highlight a few. First, this is number 7 announcement. Please, if you haven't already, and about half of you looking at the crowd have attended a meet and greet with Rabbi Crystal and members of the Transition Committee. If you have not signed up, there's a link in your weekly email, in the call, call Lynn Sprung, whatever, however you want to do it. We can get you to one of these sessions. They're really neat. They're one of the most incredible experiences I've had since I've been on the board, to really hear those great personal TBS stories, and it's really helping, I think, our community get even a little bit closer. If you missed the life planning session about a week and a half ago, no problem. Next week, come and learn with Rabbi Crystal. First of two sessions next Wednesday, the 2nd, is it? Yes. Yeah, Thursday, 2nd of August. Rabbi Crystal will teach us about worshiping with joy, and I think it's a great way to start to prepare for the High Holy Days. Speaking of that, 5779 is coming, only 44 days away or so. Stay tuned, lots of information coming out. TBS continues to collect school supplies for our adopted first graders, supported through LCAC. There's collection bin out in the lobby. And as I promised in the installation sermon on the 22nd of June, the board is working on what we call a constituency approach so that members will have a board point of contact to improve communications, engagement, and to give you somebody to talk to if you need that. Of course, you can talk to anybody, but we're going to be rolling this out pretty soon. Board members will be contacting you by phone, by email, and I please hope you will connect with them when they contact you. And finally, if you're new to Temple B'nai Shalom, welcome. If you have any questions or would like more information, members of our board wearing these green name tags are here to talk to you, and also our membership rep tonight is Rachel Schreiman, who's been leading us in song. Any of us and all of us are happy to speak with you about Temple. Shabbat Shalom, wishing you a peaceful and a restorative Shabbat and a good week next week.
Thank you. So, I believe we're, I don't have a service folder. I believe we're to feel at Haderach. Okay, I remembered correctly. So, again, if you choose to do so, you may stand and sway. And ask the consent of the person next to you before you put your arm around them.
May we be blessed as
go on our way. May we be guided in peace. May we be blessed with health and joy. May this be our blessing. Amen. 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 May this be our blessing. Amen. 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 May this be our blessing. Amen. May we
be sheltered
by the wings of peace.
May we
be kept in safety and in love. May grace and compassion find their way to every soul. May this be our blessing. Amen. 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 May this be our blessing. Amen. 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 May this be our blessing. Amen.
I offer the priestly benediction as written in our Torah. Yivarechacha Adonai v'yishmerecha. May God bless you and help you see blessings around you, even through difficult times. Ya'er Adonai panav elecha v'chunecha. May godly light surround you with warmth and love and healing. Yisa Adonai panav elecha v'yasem lecha shalom. May you know that you are cherished, you are valued, and that you matter. May this knowledge bring you grounding and inner peace. Shabbat shalom.
Shabbat shalom. Shalom.